Our guest today is one who's been known to theater audiences since before the beginning of radio. Here she is in her famous characterization of Baby Snooks, assisted by Hanley Stafford as Daddy, Miss Fanny Brice.
Toreador, oh, Toreador.
Snooks, we're going to have a great adventure in music this evening. I'm taking you to the opera.
Oh, I want to go to the movie.
Nonsense. You love the opera. It's colorful and exciting.
Well, I ain't excited.
Well, listen to what you're going to hear. Just listen.
Toreador, oh, Toreador.
Well, does that convince you?
Yeah. I want to go to the movie.
That's the attitude I'd expect from you. Don't you know why I'm taking you to the opera?
Because you got 2 free tickets.
Oh, that'll do. Look, we're going to the opera, and that's final. Now, go put on your best dress and find my top hat.
But, Daddy!
There'll be no buts about it. I want to see you down here in 10 minutes with your coat and my top hat.
Can I wear my own hat?
Very funny. Run along.
All right, Daddy. Sorry, I don't.
Sorry, I don't. Number, please.
I want to speak to Alexander Bumstead.
I beg your pardon.
I want to ask him what he did with my daddy's top hat.
I'm sorry, I'll connect you with information.
All right.
Information?
How?
Did you wish information?
Yes. What did Alexander do with my daddy's top hat?
Sorry, I do not have that information. Do you wish me to look up a party for you?
Oh, I haven't got time to go to a party. Because my daddy is taking me.
To whom do you wish to speak?
Alexander.
Do you have his last name?
It's Bumstead.
And his address?
I don't know his address, but his phone number is Maine 2695.
I'll connect you.
Hello.
Hello, Alexander.
Hello, Snooks. What you doing?
Nothing.
You want to come over to my house and fight?
No, thanks. I gotta go to the opera.
What you call me up for?
Do you remember that hat you wore when we got married?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Your father's stovepipe.
Well, I need it back.
You getting married again?
No, my daddy wants it. You know where it is?
Sure. It's on my snowman. What's left of it.
Uh-oh.
I guess it ain't gonna do your father any good.
I guess it ain't gonna do me any good either. Well, goodbye.
Sorry you can't fight with me today, Snooks.
Well, why don't you call up Gwendolyn? Maybe she's free.
Nah, she can lick me.
Goodbye, Alexander.
Goodbye.
Oh, I love that boy. Goodbye, Daddy.
Come here, young lady. Might as well know right off that I heard the whole conversation. And I know all about what happened to my top hat.
Shall I turn over, Daddy?
No. This time I won't spank you.
Do you feel all right?
Of course I do. But I want to prove to you the value of telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You tell the truth, I don't spank you.
Hmm. This looks like a good time to tell you about the ticket.
The opera ticket?
Uh-huh. Robespierre chewed up one of them for spitballs.
Spitballs?
Yeah.
Whatever made him do that?
He saw me chew up the other one. There. I told the truth again.
Snooks, those were box seats you chewed up.
Daddy, you're taking off your belt. You're going to spank me.
You told the truth again.
Can't we buy new tickets?
Yes, but not in the same place. Bend over, Snooks. This is going to hurt me worse than it hurts you.
Yes, but not in the same place.
Thank you, Baby Snooks and Daddy. Now, between the acts, here's Harry Sosnick and the Security Bonds Orchestra with a special Sosnick arrangement of Irving Berlin's Cheek to Cheek. And now back to Sycamore Terrace and the Opera House. Snooks and Daddy are making their way to the seats Daddy has been forced to buy with his own money.
8 and 9.
Snooks, stop counting the steps.
I'm not Daddy. I'm counting the balcony.
Well, stop it. We've only got 2 more to go.
Steps?
No, balconies.
I don't like the opera, Daddy.
You haven't seen it yet. And stop complaining. Opera happens to be one of the highest forms of art.
Well, I don't like it.
Well, why?
It's too high.
That's too bad. The orchestra seats were too expensive.
Why?
Well, it's always that way. The lower seats are higher.
The lower seats are higher?
Yes. And the higher seats are lower. The lower you go, the higher you go, but the higher is lower. You see, the lower the seats and the lower you go, the higher the seats.
Imagine that.
For instance, the orchestra is always higher than the balcony. Now, do you understand?
Yeah. The orchestra sits on the roof.
No. The audience sits in the orchestra.
Where does the orchestra sit?
Listen, Costello. Let's stop the whole thing. You know, dear, I've always had an affinity for fine music. The last time I was at the opera, I was single. I brought your mother here. Oh, what a beautiful memory.
The opera?
No, being single. Oh, come on, Snooks. The curtain's going up. This is where our seats are.
I don't see our seats.
Well, they're not reserved. You sit anywhere you want to.
Anywhere I want to?
Yes. Get off that lady's lap.
But you said it.
Never mind.
Pianissimo, please.
Oh, the opera's starting. Well, maybe we can get a couple of single seats.
There's an empty one right there, in front.
Oh, yes.
And there's another empty one way up behind that post.
Ah. Well, looks as if one of us is going to sit behind a post.
I wonder which one.
Snoop. You don't think I take advantage of you just because you're a child, do you? Well, do you?
Don't I?
All right, I'll leave it up to you. Sit in whichever seat you want.
I'll sit right down here.
On the other hand, Snooks, you have better eyes than I have.
You have a longer neck than I.
For that remark, you can go sit behind the post.
That's my daddy.
Go ahead. I'll see you during the intermission.
Why? Pianissimo, yeah. Please.
Excuse me. Oh, thank heavens I'm rid of her. Now I can enjoy the opera in peace.
Daddy!
Oh, no, not that.
Yoo-hoo!
I'll ignore her.
Peek-a-boo, I see you.
Is that brat your daughter?
No.
Will you please shut her up?
You shut her up.
You shut her up or I'll shut you up.
Pianissimo, please.
Whatever it is, it can wait.
No, it can't.
Oh.
I want a glass of water.
Well, come on down and sit on my lap. Sorry I brought you here in the first place.
It's a wonderful opera, Daddy. What is it?
It's Aida, can't you hear? Don't you see that foreign setting?
Yeah.
The elephants will appear any minute.
Pooh! There's one now!
That's Signor Scalapini. He's the man you're going to sing for later. Listen to that voice. Someday you might grow up to be just like him.
That's good.
Oh, you like the idea.
Yeah. I always wanted to be a fat man with a beard.
Be quiet.
Look, there's another elephant.
That's the prima donna. They call her the Canary of the West.
Why?
Well, she sings like a canary. She looks like a canary. She can do anything a canary can do.
Can she lay a little blue egg?
Stop that.
Who's that singer over there?
That's an elephant. Keep quiet. Why can't you sit still and listen to the opera?
Shut up!
You shut up!
Pianissimo, please!
Snooks, what are you doing?
I'm opening my piggy bank. I could spend the money, and I have $25.
Well, that's a lot of money. What are you going to buy?
I'm going to buy everybody a great big present. I'm going to buy Mommy a 14-carat watch.
With $25? What else?
Then I'm going to get Uncle Louie a camera.
Mm-hmm. What for me?
I'm going to buy you a great big beautiful radio. And with the money that's left over, I'm going to buy lots of candy.
Well, Snooks, your intentions are good. But I have a wonderful idea for you.
What?
Take $18.75 of the $25 and buy a United States security bond with it.
Why?
Well, don't you see? You can take the other $6.25 and buy anything you want. And then at the end of 10 years, you'll still have $25 left.
Gee, Daddy, that's wonderful.
It certainly is, Snooks. And ladies and gentlemen, let me urge each one of you to invest in a secure future by buying United States security bonds. They're the finest, safest investment in the world today. Thank you.
Goodbye, everybody.